You are now listening to Ayo Ifedapo's Perfect Cup of Coffee.
Yay!
On gay sex as the act or as the...
As a movement. First thing, I feel like I usually tell my friends, and so I told them, I feel like God created two forms of pleasure, the male, the female. Mm-hmm. Some people, most people, straight people, get to experience the other side. If you're a guy, you get to experience the female pleasure. But if you are bi, God bless you. You enjoyed both. If you are gay, you are still enjoying just one.
I feel like people, sexuality, I feel like people should be comfortable in their sexuality. And then, apparently, I read up on gay sex. And then anal sex. Apparently, it's a lot of pleasure if you do it right. So, I mean,
I don't
have sex if you want, as far as you haven't consented sex.
Do you know the funny thing? The funny thing is, I was thinking about gay sex and how people are saying you shouldn't like as a guy and so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this thing happened to me. I was with two female friends, and we were having sex and stuff. And one was giving me head, and the other was eating my ass out.
Ooh.
And
ooh, you liked it.
Yeah, I actually go to heaven and came back.
But you know that they say the male G-spot is in the arse.
Like, fuck, that shit actually fucked in my head.
Yes, now, like, I know when I'm giving a guy head.
You too,
and then,
you too.
And then my tongue is going, you know that line between. Yeah, and fuck. Then the guy's like,
That's the spot right there. That space between your asshole and the bottom part of your balls.
And that's
that's the G spot. Like, and here's another, like, any girl that knows that is a serial killer.
I feel like people should.
Any girl that knows that is a serial, like, she's going to kill you with pleasure.
Oh my God, he's shaking his head. Do you think that you're a liberal person or you're conservative or you don't like labels?
Well, I definitely thought I was. I'm clearly conservative now.
which is fine.
Yesterday I wasn't as conservative as I was today. Like, my point is, I've always considered myself
a liberal.
Yeah. Apparently.
So my point is, I'm not open-minded.
Oh my God. No, it's a gradual process.
The gradual process of being open-minded
is being.
Wow, guys.
Can you even walk? The other day in class, brought out a condom and everybody was cringing like they've never seen a condom before. And I'm like, what the fuck? You've seen a condom, you've seen it in advert, you probably used one. You probably used your mouth
to put like condoms on boys' dick, like.
And then you're pretending. The hypocrisy is crazy. That's why people just do,
And that's one of the reasons why we're having this podcast. Like,
yes.
Don't fucking act like you don't fucking do it. You do it
but
all
then
the time.
You gotta be safe and let's have conversations how to get
and talk
there.
About
you
know, it.
Talk about it. Have valid conversations about it. That's what we're talking about, man. Jump that beat.
Like don't be like locked up in your corner. Like, it doesn't make me calm, man. You can't tell nobody. Like, talk to me.
That's sad. Like, how would you be?
I'll help you.
I think I found a good analogy.
Okay.
Like, I smoke trees, right?
Yeah.
You what?
Like, I smoke
trees.
Okay.
So my point is that I love. Me, that I smoke weed, I do it like a big deal. I mean, like, all my guys smoke weed and stuff. So the same way if I go to my guy's house and he's smoking weed, I would pass the joint to my
sister.
So now this is the difference to what's happening here. What is happening here is I'm a weed smoker and I just went to someone's house and just crack.
I'm
judging the guy that just crack. People judging me for smoking weed. Now I'm judging the guy that's doing crack. That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
You guys are a bit too much.
Okay, so
if you keep visiting that guy that does crack, one day you start to show.
Well,
eventually.
He's
your friend.
But
I
wanna play Nicki Minaj.
No, we don't play artists that are blown. Like, fuck them.
Wow, you wanna fuck Nicki Minaj? See, that's the problem with men. Why would you wanna fuck Nicki Minaj? Because she's hot. You see, did we have to talk about this? Like, he wants to fucking stick his penis into Nicki Minaj's vagina because she thinks he's fucking. I mean, she's hot, but why would you want to over sexualize her? See, this is the problem with men.
First things first, I said artists that are blown.
Okay, and
Nicki isn't.
I am fucking dead. What? I will come for your head in the night. Just fucking know that. Oh my god.
Oh my god. So start this.
Hello everybody listening, I'm Kim. And I'm awesome as ever.
Can you shut the fuck up?
Oh my god, someone is angry that I'm awesome. It's not my fault that I'm really fucking awesome and I rub it in everybody's face.
This is my fucking podcast.
Okay. Well, you can't do a podcast by yourself, can you?
Okay, so welcome to Ayurvedapo's Perfect Cup of Coffee, a podcast on sex, sexuality, and the stupid things the 21st century has put on us.
Like,
this one of the, you. Me? You're one of the stupid things.
You think men are probably stupid things.
Yeah, so
oh my god.
Today we're talking about what are we talking about? Where should we even start from?
I don't know, there's so let's many things from, to discuss. Oh
let's talk
god.
About let's talk about the fuck you challenge. The FVCK
you challenge. Yeah, we're going to talk challenge. About the fuck you challenge and how people are using it as a platform to slut shame men and women, not just women. I think it's bullshit.
I think they are just need to call out Trinidad girls. Like, they are not shitting people. Toby Pops Pops. I mean, what's that name again? The one that went.
Apparently, she's in my class.
She's. Oh, I feel bad for her.
I don't know, but she was Dremel really just, bullied.
Dremel just.
Like, what were you doing in Peru?
This is room after 2 o'clock. Like, I for real. Like, that's my problem with this whole rape culture thing that everybody's. Like, the movement and stuff. I feel like. Let's be fucking honest. What are you doing in Peru's room after 2 o'clock? What the fuck? You don't have parents? You don't have a fucking hostel?
Chill. So I don't know where are you coming from. You think that you can't be in somebody's room and then you guys, okay, just imagine you guys had consented sex and then later on you guys did not have consented sex. It doesn't happen.
Help me. How the fuck do you fuck someone now?
Okay.
And then go like,
you don't want to. That you can withdraw consent at any fucking time. Do niggas not understand this fucking shit that I'm talking about? I just like fuck you, but why are they using? I mean, I love rap music because
I love Dremel Zone. Dremel actually called out the old DMW crew. Like, you know, this guy, what's his name? Oh, sorry, I love Vector Zone. Vector called out the old DMW crew. Dremel was like, you fucked the Chaba, you fucked Peruzzi, you fucked, you fucked everybody. I know it's Unilag babe now. Toby Pops Pops, and so you didn't hear about
you
it.
Didn't follow the
like
the
G gist. Dropped the like someone actually. I'm a lawyer. I'll mention his name. He's a bastard. The one small boy like that.
I love him.
he dropped a video of Peruzzi and the babe in bed.
Yeah,
I saw that. Video.
Yeah,
and then a series of screenshots.
And then a series of screenshots and everything and. So Peruzzi kind of like, you know, Peruzzi later went to perform and was like, I like woman, I just straightforward and stuff like that. So then this fuck you challenge came up and Dremel was like, what were you doing in Peruzzi's room after two? You fucked this person.
Bullshit.
You were sharing nudes to this
that's
person.
Fucking bullshit.
Then Vector was like, who tell all of una say she fuck all of una? Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, that's an angle. I fucking love that.
I really did not follow Vector's music until now and it's like,
Vector, this Vector guy safe.
I like, where this nigga been? Like it was both. The person I liked most was Black Bones. Yes.
Black Bones.
Black Bones.
Black Bones.
That's how they pronounce the name. Black Bones. Oh my god, I liked it. I really liked it. It was nice. He said, "You was a unrepented hoe," and I'm like, "Yes, I am a unrepented."
Black Bones. He was also in his feelings, Jerry. He was sad. They broke his heart, it was sad.
Then I like Fouse's own, it was really nice. Did you see Toby Gray's own?
Yeah, I watched like the beginning, maybe because it's a woman. I just like, nah,
oh,
shut the fuck up.
Wow.
I don't know, but I actually listened to Tua's own.
It was pretty good, I guess. Good. But I Tua's feel like the fucky challenge is more like it flows better with a rapper than a singer.
Did you what's his name? Chinko Ekun.
He did a challenge.
Fuck. Like, he was like, they saw you in so person's kitchen. You won't repeat that foodie. Like, I was like, okay.
He took his.
They saw you in someone's kitchen.
Oh, okay.
You unrepentant foodie. Whoa! I was like, ah, that's it. That's it. Like, fucking put it in her face. She's hungry. She's a hungry hoe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, now we're calling people hoes now. But I feel she's like we shouldn't have made it a platform to slut shame people. We could have made it a platform to call out important things, like things that we're actually facing in society. Like,
lecturers that fail you in class, fuck them.
Yeah. lecturers that ask for sex for marks,
fuck them.
Fuck them. Like, yeah. Fuck them. Like, yeah, I hope they're hearing this. Fuck them. I mean,
I hope your lecturer hears this. You're actually doing what you went to school to study, but you're calling him out. So.
I'm just saying, the government, the fucking politicians, will fuck them, you know. But if no things like this, you use it to call out important issues, not who fucked who, what fucked who, when fucked who.
Am I the only one that hasn't listened to Fauzism? Fauz.
Why didn't you listen to Fauzism? It was really
what
nice.
What did he say? What could he have said apart from, look how we're living now?
Oh. You sound like you don't think that Fauz is a great rapper.
Maybe a comedian, yes, a rapper.
No,
his pun plays and stuff, they are nice and stuff, but it's like it just makes me laugh. I'm like, don't do hardcore rap, it's not for you, keep doing you, like keep being funny.
I
watched that whole This Is Nigeria video laughing. I never took anything away
so
from
did
me.
You
I was laughing.
Did you laugh at Childish Gambino's This Is America?
Yeah, I was laughing too.
Why? Oh my god, you like, fucking psycho. Comedian, like, why would you laugh about things? Yeah, highlighting important issues. See,
like, you know, that's my problem. Fuck. People don't understand that. As long as it's a comedian that's doing this, okay. I find it funny.
You find it funny?
As long as it's a comedian, I find it funny.
But that's a problem.
I find it
it's
funny.
Just like you're saying, like, you're finding it funny. Just
see, your point of it being funny, mm-hmm. Your point of it being humor is the fact that it's wrong. That's why it's funny.
But I think that you're missing the whole point of the message.
And I actually got the message, but I actually laughed through it too. I got the message, but I laughed through it.
I literally got chills from it. I'm like, yes, 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 daddy, yes. Yeah. That's the fucking shit. You get it. But it was quite good. I didn't really take anything from it because it was a video of him and a girl. He was packing his things. I don't know. It was just so.
Everybody does a video.
I like Weiss's own though.
I've missed out on a lot. I didn't listen to Weiss's own. I didn't listen to Fauzi's own.
But you have not heard the original Kiss Daniels.
God, I literally put that shit on replay for like 3 days straight.
What did he say?
They come, they fuck you over, fuck you this one, fuck you that one, fuck you. Like,
no,
that was
no, no,
all he
no,
said.
No, I'm like, was he slut shaming?
No, he was not abusing artists. He was saying this person fucked you. But it sounded like he was saying Wheezy fuck you. But he was saying Wheezy fucked you. This person fucked you. That's what he was saying. And I was like, mad. Because the first time I heard it, so I actually thought it was like abusing artists. Then I had to listen again.
I love Kiss Daniel. I feel like it's the future.
Apart from the future, is underrated too. Way too underrated. Way too underrated.
I think he's doing quite well. You know,
himself?
The Nigerian music space.
Too large.
Getting it, being blown up and not being blown up is like a crazy whole circle. You could be blown today and you're not blown tomorrow. You get it.
Is
but
that
he's
ice
really
cream
doing,
shade?
What?
Are you shading ice cream right now?
I don't know. What are we talking about? Melted ice? I don't know what we're talking about.
But that was wild.
No, but I'm serious. But I feel like Kiss Daniel is doing amazing for himself. But wait, did we come talk about music or we came talk about sex?
Okay.
You gotta talk about music for a long time.
Yeah, we've been talking about music for a long time. Who fucking cares? I mean, no offense to any music.
If you keep hearing a voice in the background, it's Mooty. I just had to name drop it. That's Mooty. Mooty kicks. So, yeah, we were talking about Fuck You Challenge. And
but I thought we were talking about sex.
We're talking about Fuck You Challenge.
But I thought we were talking about sex.
What we're talking about? Okay, you know what?
Let's just
talking about Fuck You Challenge. I have a challenge with people fucking.
You have a challenge with people fucking.
Like people
like,
have people have oh no let me rephrase.
Like, what
fuck?
Kind of
let,
psycho are you?
Let me rephrase. Okay. People have a challenge fucking. Actually, men have a challenge fucking.
Is it just men though? Mostly men.
People have a challenge fucking, and the challenge is that you fucking like men can make women come.
Niggas, are you hearing this
like, the truth is, we can't make women come. Wait.
When you say we, are you including yourself in that equation? Have you ever made a woman come before?
Yes. I can't even go if you haven't gone. Like, I can't come if you haven't come.
Okay, so the narrative is that most women think that men can make women come, innit?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I think the reason is, I feel like women, when women meet you for the first time, mm-hmm. they kind of like, women already know if they're going to fuck you or not. If a girl meets you for the first time, she already knows she's going
to fuck. So what are like, does it like, oh.
And do
you,
and
is it written on their faces like, okay, they have money, so let me they have a big
that's
dick.
That's the thing. You really don't know for a lady. Ladies are just kind of like,
okay, what would make you fuck a woman when you just see her? What would make you want to fuck a woman?
Oh
my God,
shit.
Sounds weird. Fuck a woman. Like, what would make you want to have sex with a woman?
let's see. If she's fucking confident, like, if you're like, she's all bougie and shit, like, she's fucking confident.
Are you talking about big boobs?
If she's confident. How the fuck does that
get to big boobs? Just go straight fucking for. Are you talking about big boobs?
Okay, yes, if she has big boobs, you feel better now. Wow. Fine. I have a thing for big boobs. I have a thing for boobs. I don't even forget if it's big or not. As long as you've got a considerable amount of boobs on you, I'm fine with it. But, and I also like it when she knows how to carry herself. I don't like it when ladies all up in my face, like.
Okay, so you like women that know their words, quote unquote.
Yeah, sure.
You like chasing women.
Do I like being chased. That's the funny thing.
But you're just contradicting yourself.
I like
now.
Being chased, but I like women. The fuck is this?
Why the fuck is your phone ringing? Are you supposed to give somebody dick anytime soon?
I don't know why she keeps calling me.
Tell that bitch to fuck off. Jesus Christ.
I'm putting my phone on airplane mode.
Please
right now.
Do. Oh my God. We're like trying to discuss real issues right now, and we're not talking about dick. I mean, we're talking about dick, but we're not talking about you giving somebody else dick. I'm crazy.
Chill, just let me put my phone on airplane.
Hey, please do put your phone on airplane.
So fucking
Jesus
calling
Christ.
Me. What the fuck? Like, this girl been calling me for like hours, man.
What does she want, really?
She wants dick, bitch. She wants big dick. I ain't even got no big dick. That's the fuck. That's the fucked up part. I think I just know how to work what I got.
Oh.
And,
so
and that's
have
like
the, like a medium sized dick.
Yeah. And that's like the that's the secret to it all.
So she wants your medium-sized dick.
She loves
my
medium.
I like big dicks, really. Because if it's not big, I don't want it, honey. I don't want it. And you know, if it's not big and you don't know how to use it, like, it's not for me, really.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I have to like fucking take care of your fucking world. Like, I'm not the one who put the world there.
Wow.
So. I feel like a medium-sized dick.
Well.
I know it so well.
It's not you've been there. Okay, come and drown in this well, bitch.
I probably
fuck it, come and drown.
I probably will be there soon. Anyways, okay, so, that's not
what
we're saying.
Wow. This nigga is talking about fucking me on the podcast. Oh my God, but seriously. Being chased.
I like being chased. I like. Now that I think about it, I don't even know. Do I like being chased? Do I? I like it when a lady chases me. I don't think I'll fuck a lady that chases me.
What do you?
I like it. I like it for my ego and my selfish.
For your fucking ego.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll fuck a lady that chases
me. Why not? The pussy tastes different.
No, it's like.
Oh, okay.
She stops being attractive when she starts chasing me.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you know, this also comes to the conversation. I was having a conversation with friends the other day, and it was like, but I talked to the men, and it was like, would you date a woman who asks you out and stuff like that? I feel like we've gone past all this fucking
conversation. I'm not saying I won't date a woman.
Oh, you think she's a shameless hoe for chasing you? She just
knows
what she
wants.
That's
not what I think.
What do you think?
I just feel like she stopped. Maybe because.
You think you're contradicting yourself?
Let me confess. I feel like ugly girls have been chasing me. It's been a big bunch
ugly,
of ugly hoes. Yeah, that's what it's been. Oh. A big bunch of ugly hoes chasing me. And maybe a few fine ones, but a big bunch of ugly hoes chasing me. And that's why I said at first that I like being chased, because I think the first image that came to mind were the fine ones.
Okay.
Then when I actually thought of it, I saw
you
big.
So
the
like what
picture.
Do you like being chased with money?
The attention, like just fucking call me.
I don't know
like,
what he's doing in here, guys. Like,
like just fucking
oh,
call me and go, yeah. Hello, I just want to hear your voice. I'm like, oh, well. It's the voice, isn't it?
You do not have a deep voice. Don't try that.
It's the voice.
I feel like
it?
We're missing the point of the whole conversation. Are we?
Yes, we are. But it's fine.
Men
it's fine.
So we're talking about why
men can't make women come. So I was having this conversation with Kim earlier.
Yeah, who is very, very fucking awesome for anybody who cares to listen.
Nobody cares to listen.
But they're listening.
Nobody
right?
cares to listen.
And they're fucking awesome.
So we were having this conversation and I was like, I was thinking
with our Uber driver.
With our taxi driver. And I was thinking that I feel like most men have like a good 20. I said 10 before, but
you
now
said 10 strokes. Like, but what am I supposed to do with 10 strokes? Should I open my legs?
Okay,
for
I'm
you?
Sorry.
And it's like
I'm
1,
sorry.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 strokes?
Okay.
10?
Let's see 20 strokes. 20 strokes and 40 different positions. That's what we are fucking got. Like, 30 strokes.
I don't think niggas out there agree. You just have 20 strokes in you. It all has
everybody
you.
Will tell. Everybody will tell you, I can last 4 hours. I can last 10 hours. Okay. I can fucking fuck from now to next year.
Yeah, they brag about that shit.
It's a lie, bitch.
Can't.
It's
I
a lie, bitch.
It's a fucking
lie. Like, guys go like, pop, 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 pop. I wanna come.
Okay,
that's it.
What's always in my mind is like, don't you guys feel like wrist pains and chest pains and back pains when you're like, pow, 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 with all your strength and she's screaming harder, harder, harder?
The only thing I feel right now is my eyes are going to pop out because your boobs are just jumping away with you. Pow, pow. Pow, like pow, boobs, pow, boobs, pow.
I'm wearing a fucking bra.
She's not wearing a bra. She's not wearing. I don't need to start fucking starting from. But that's
what. So my nipples are. Okay, so nobody.
Mutti is shaking his head.
Seriously. So seriously, you guys. Oh, he's back in.
He's
so you guys
in.
Just like pow, 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 pow. Don't you guys get tired?
I feel like 30. Hear me out.
Okay.
30 good strokes, and a guy wants to come. 30 good strokes, 30. And he wants to come.
Oh wow!
30 at most. That's see.
Do you know? Give me just 30 strokes.
Do you know why I say this? I say this because think about it. Just think about it.
Okay.
For every guy that masturbates, I don't like.
Do you masturbate?
I've had my phone in past before I started fucking. I used to masturbate, and. You are not going to masturbate for 20 minutes.
You can't. It's self-pleasure. You can't.
You fucking go like, na 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 na, and then it's everywhere. And then you're like,
do you
what the fuck? And then you go from, yeah, to, what the fuck was I watching this video in the first place?
Yes, oh my God.
What the fuck is this? So that's like, almost 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, okay, let's say every
10 minutes is a lot to do.
Yeah. So, every guy has like that 30 good strokes and then they want to go. And then, but because I don't want this bitch to go out there and fucking tell her fucking friends
because
that.
Because I will tell my fucking friends that you a 1 minute man.
I don't want
that 30 strokes is like 1 minute or so.
Yeah. So, I don't want to fucking go out and tell people I'm a fucking 1 minute man because honestly, I really want to come because I'm already there already. Like, I'm like, I'm here already. I
want
to come, bitch.
That most men are selfish. Like, why would you want
we're
to come?
We're not selfish. Let me tell you this. My coming,
okay,
was made for procreation. Yours doesn't matter. Like, if you come, you don't come. I'm still gonna make babies anyway.
Ew.
You get it?
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like, if a guy comes, see, that's the reason. That's the reason why it's not so important for a lady to come.
Okay.
Because your coming doesn't make nothing. It's just waste of fluid.
But for a guy,
if I come, I make a fucking baby.
Why would you want to make a fucking baby?
No, I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying.
So you want to make a fucking baby right now? If you believe in God and you believe in his creations, that's like, I feel like God created that. Once a man goes like, once he's in 30 strokes, fucking come and make the fucking baby.
But
because that's the whole point of sex.
Human beings have evolved. I want you to hang my legs up and give me pow, 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 till I'm screaming your name.
Bitch, I'm sorry. You only got 30 strokes. Scream.
I want you to fucking pop.
Scream me fucking 30 strokes if you can.
If you can't,
also your cum.
Oh, this is what we got. Okay, so let's talk about niggas who come into your DMs. I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna shift your womb. And when the only thing you actually managed to shift is your wig, which fell from disappointment. Like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck?
Niggas, pick your soul. These are really shift wigs, you know?
The wig fell from disappointment.
Wow. Oh, but on emotion, what I'm saying is,
okay.
I feel like most guys have like 30 good strokes. And then
how many good strokes do you have?
I don't come until my lady comes.
Wow, so we're supposed to put the crown on you like you
no, like
come.
I have the fucking pre-com like before blah, 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 pre-com, pa, it's done. Then it's still standing. So you're like, I thought you just came. I'm like, no, that's pre-com. Let's start now.
Oh.
Now we're just getting to the main business. And then
I like what I'm hearing.
And then
I like
And then we're going, and then you're like, okay, this thing is not really going to stop, is it? And I'm like, I just want you to come. And you're like, okay. And then you came. I told you about your.
Did you really? The one that I did with anger.
Like, okay, I'll say on it. Like, I fucked up with so much anger. She already came and I didn't stop. I just kept on going like, Papa. And she was crying. And she was hitting me on my chest. And she's like, it's so much. You gotta take it. You came already. I have to come too. This is how men feel when you come, when I come, and you still want me to go on because you want to come. You've already come now. You are tired. You don't want to do this anymore. But I haven't come.
You want me to come when we have sex? Like, why are you evil? Why are you selfish?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I'm not talking about you that will wait till the end. But I'm talking about niggas out there. Like, why would you just want to fucking come? And then you're looking at me, and I'm looking at you like, okay, get your fucking penis off. Make me come. Or then if you can't use your penis to make me come, use your fingers. Or use your mouth. I don't like head, but use your fingers.
You don't like head?
I don't like head.
What's your problem?
I like giving head. Like, I give head, like, mad head.
Do you give head to he comes?
Till comes, yes. Please come in my mouth.
Cheers. That's the life. That's the life. You don't
like it. I feel weird when somebody's giving me head. I'm like, because my mind, I overthink, and I'm like, okay, what is he doing? He's down there. Okay, what is he doing?
Is it smelling?
Is it? No, holy shit!
I'm just thinking, does that kind of question is like, is it smelling like sardine in between my legs?
I like the taste of my own pussy. So I'm like, is he enjoying it? Is it not weird to him? Like, why is he
making my pussy under the gun? Let me confess. We don't like eating your pussy. We just hate it because you like it.
I didn't like it, dude. I told you that.
We just did it because women told us. See, men do anything women say. I like it when you hit my pussy. Yes, bitch, I'm gonna hit your pussy. Stretch your legs. That's what men do. As long as you say you like it, I'm gonna do it.
I've had niggas who've begged me, please, I just want to give you.
Because he wants to make the work easier. Like, if he's gonna give you head, it makes you closer to coming.
But we didn't have sex. He just wants to give me head because he likes giving head. It's probably a fetish or something.
It's because he's been told.
But I don't like foreplay. Like, the most you can do is just grab my boobs, kiss me, and just put the fucking penis inside.
I don't know who says they don't like foreplay.
I don't like foreplay.
This is so weird, though. She doesn't. I feel like I feel like she was abused when she was younger.
Wow.
Or something.
Wow. But what? It has nothing to do with it. I just don't really like foreplay. Just like, or maybe I've not gotten somebody to do proper foreplay with me.
We could do something in the studio right now.
Okay.
Multiple out there.
Drop your key. Let me see what you've got.
Okay.
Oh my god, my eyes!
Yeah, she's seen it. She's seen what makes daddy.
Daddy, what? Yeah. No.
Have you ever called someone daddy while having sex?
Yes. And I like it. I mentioned that I'm a bit of a submissive. Not a bit. I'm very submissive. So I like the whole daddy, please fuck me really hard like a slut, blah, 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 blah. Wow. Choke me, slap me, hit me. That kind of stuff.
What kind of people have I been having sex with? The best I got was, ayo, yeah. that's like the best I got. I yell out commands.
Okay.
I yell commands when I'm fucking. I'm like, fucking tell me you like it.
I like talking during sex, though. Like, it's hot.
The people saw me about.
Okay.
Yeah, I fucking told her. I told her. Fucking told me you will leave me again. I know that shit is crazy, bro. She was like, I'll never leave you. I'm like, yes, you won't. Yes, you won't. Because it's this dick. You ain't gonna live it. You ain't gonna live this dick, nigga.
But, you know, when I told you about me getting an orgasm for the first time.
Yeah, she said she had an orgasm last week. Was it last week or this week?
Yesterday. Yeah, for the first time.
Like, I was like, what niggas have been eating it wrong.
Yeah, like, what kind of fucking sex have I been having? Yeah. And in my mind, I was like, this is why niggas stay in fucking abusive relationships because of penis. Yeah. Like, it was hitting so good.
Can you hear a lady confessing right now?
What?
She's just confessing the reasons why women stay in abusive relationships.
One of the reasons.
Just one.
It's one of the
reasons. That's the only reason. Good dick, bitch.
Then there's you money. Fuck there's right. money. There's status. Then what will people
what
say?
What money? Really? Women don't really fuck with your money like that.
No,
they don't. Women don't fuck with your money.
I'm just saying.
If you got good dick, she gonna fuck with you.
If you're in an abusive relationship, what's going to make you stay?
What's going to make me stay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in an abusive relationship.
What?
I think I'm in a... in an abusive relationship right now.
Hey,
I think I am.
Jesus!
I think I am.
Jesus!
I think
hey.
I am. Because honestly, I don't even know if I was still in the relationship, but we're still fucking. And I feel like she's always been like
right now.
Yes, we're still
I
fucking.
I am praying for you, brother. See, men don't deserve this. We need to have a valid conversation about men being abusive relationships. Is it because of the pussy you're staying there? Nigga, you can get pussy. You want pussy for me? I'll give it pussy. Just and get out of the fucking abusive relationship.
Apart from that, I still get pussy everywhere. But I don't know. See, there's the thing.
Cheating, are we?
No, no. Like I said, I don't know if we're still in the relationship, but we're still fucking. In my head, I still want us to be in the relationship.
How many people are you fucking right now?
How many people are you fucking right now? I'm going to MBP. I could meet someone there and still fuck them. There's no constant number there.
But be safe. But we need to talk about you need to be safe.
Yeah.
You do use a condom, do you?
I do use a condom, do I?
Do you?
So we're talking about why men can rape women come and I'm just saying that I have this men don't really enjoy fucking.
Yeah, you said so. Really enjoy sex.
Men don't really enjoy dipping their dick in women's pussy. The only thing we kind
into
of
the one wet pussy. So what do they enjoy?
Let me learn. Okay. Men don't really cause there's this pressure, right? Mm-hmm. There's this pressure that okay, if you come, you gotta make her come. But on the other hand, when you're receiving aid, it's like the only time you're in control. Cause when you they can fucking go 4 hours on you and you will not come. Yes. A girl can fucking give you head for like an hour and you won't come because you're in control. Like you can fucking control that. But if you're fucking a pussy right now,
okay,
man, you can't control that shit.
Why?
If it's time to go, the only way you're going to control is if you're mind raping yourself.
He talked about this mind raping thing and I'm like, this is the first time I'm hearing it. What the fuck is mind raping?
Mind raping is
like Jesus Christ.
You know people say
we come up with different concepts every fucking day. I'm like, let me
tell you
mind.
What mind raping is. You know people say consent and stuff. Consent has to do with the word no.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it has to do with the word no. Mm-hmm. And mind raping is I'm a guy, I'm fucking a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hitting her like hard and okay, I've gone to my climax. I'm about to come. But cause I see she's not yet coming yet. She's not anywhere near coming mm-hmm. yet. So I have to start mentally telling myself, no, don't come. No, it's not time to go. That's me mentally raping myself. Like it's just wrapped around the word no. Like I'm just saying no. No, nigga, no, you don't go now. If you go now, she's going to tell all her friends that you're 1 minute man.
I have the urge to scream this place down because of what the fuck you're saying.
I'm saying
1 minute into sex.
No, I'm not saying 1 minute into sex. I'm just saying.
Do you tell yourself no?
I'm
no,
just
no, no.
No, what I'm saying is. Girls, as soon as she doesn't come, you perform for 1 minute. You can perform from now to tomorrow. If she did not come, you perform for 1 minute.
I don't feel like you could be sexually satisfied and you didn't necessarily come.
That's a no-no. That's a no-no.
That's a yes-yes.
That's a no-no.
That's a yes-yes.
No, I'm saying that's a new one. That's a no-no. That's a new-new.
Oh, that's I thought you said that's a no-no. But that's a yes-yes. But true. You could be sexually satisfied, but you necessarily did not come. You didn't reach your
climax. Yeah, I think isn't that your point?
No, what's the presence? Tell me, please.
Yes, you know it's me.
We don't.
Oh, like
we don't. How are you sexually satisfied?
I don't know how to perfectly describe it, but I feel like you can be sexually satisfied without actually coming. I mean, that's what has been happening to me since I've been having sex since I was 15.
Oh yeah, she hasn't. Okay, I see where you're coming from. She said she hasn't come before until yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't been sexually satisfied. You always wanted to come, right?
What?
You were always looking forward to the day you would come, right?
Yes.
So just put a dick in me.
My voice is screaming.
Like, you were just having sex. Like, yeah, just put a dick in me and let me just feel that pleasure from it. At least it's something. It's
well,
rather nothing.
Sexual satisfaction I'm talking about.
That's no? that you're not being satisfied. It's just it's like.
Oh, I didn't think the concept. What
analogy can I use here?
Relative. Okay, wait.
I'm hungry. I want pizza, but yeah, that's Gary. Let me think. It. That's a That's not satisfaction.
So okay, you're saying okay for guys you have to come before yours. But you know there are guys that will tell you that okay yes they came but they didn't necessarily enjoy the sex or it wasn't satisfying.
That one is his father's headache. He's lying to you, fam. That guy is lying to you. That guy just wants free knocks. He wants more free knocks. That's what he wants. So that I can tell you, can you come next week and make me come? I'm like, bitch, you want free knocks?
I saw it on Twitter. Like, I'm not like related to what the guy was saying. Just because you came doesn't really mean you enjoy it. You could just like, just imagine you're fucking somebody who's just lying on the table or on the bed.
And then it's just like, pow, pow.
She's not moaning. She's not doing anything. Okay, you're like, okay, let me just come and just like leave the fucking bitch. Like, pow, 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 pow. And the guy's looking
Can you stop pow, pow, pow? Because your boobs are just everywhere. Your boobs are everywhere. Like, pow everywhere.
Why are you?
I can't stop staring at them. You know I like boobs.
But they're not that.
Everybody's going to go like, fuck. And everybody's listening is going to go like, oh, fuck, did he just say that?
Yeah, he just said that. Boobs are cool. Did he just say that?
Huh?
Like, we're staring at boobs, like, from TV right now.
Yeah, that's true. We got boobs everywhere. Boobs is like, she loves boobs.
I like boobs.
She's bi. Like, she's bi,
like,
by the way.
Like, why would
Kim
you
is
like,
bi.
Like, why wouldn't you like boobs? Like, I think, like, when you hug your female friends, I'm talking about girls now, won't you, like, just see your breasts? That is big. Oh my gosh, that is soft.
Have you, like, you seen your son, alright?
Yeah,
so
I do.
So, have you kind of, like, spoken to your friends about this?
My friends know.
Oh, like, no, the people, your roommates, rather.
I just moved into a new room, so my roommates don't know. Yeah. But my former roommates, when I was staying at Marmee, they knew that.
Did you make out with any of them?
No, Jesus Christ. Why would I want to make out with my roommates?
Because you could sneak around after one when everybody's sleeping and.
That is fucking creepy, Jesus.
No, that's not creepy.
That's
like more fun because now you're aware that people are in the room and you have to try to make noise. So
but
like,
I've done that before.
Ah. I've done it, like my friends were at home.
No, Jesus Christ, we don't smash in hostels.
Who does
why
that?
Why are you smashing hostels?
Like, why would
so
I even do that?
Like you have
like that's the point of having accommodation off campus. Like to knock.
Exactly what he said.
That's the point of having like if you have is to knock. Yeah.
I stay in school, but I got my niggas. Out there, you know what I'm saying? So if I want some dick, I'm like, nigga, are you home?
Pay for my Uber. Like, Uber me down there.
Yeah, Uber me down there.
I'm not even wearing panties and I'm ready with it. I'm just saying, fuck, that's not me. That's you. That's supposed to be you. Fuck, that sounded weird. Now that I think about it, what the fuck did I just say?
God, you've been laughing so
focused
like we're high or something. An enclosed
area.
Don't do drugs. Don't listen to this nigga.
Don't do any drugs. What were you? You don't do any drugs?
I don't do drugs.
Any?
No.
But you drink alcohol though.
Funny thing.
Alcohol is the biggest drug.
I haven't tasted alcohol until today. Since like last year.
Don't do drug. Don't do.
Since February last year. Yeah. I stopped alcohol.
So what do you do?
What do I do?
You smoke weed, innit?
I don't smoke weed.
Don't smoke
weed. Like, I'm like, initially a high person.
Yeah, that kind of thing where you're just high on your saliva and you're like, what?
But I'm like, the guy and the guy that is high when I'm in the midst of people who are high.
So,
like, if I'm in the midst of people who are normal and perfectly okay, I'm cool. I'm the calm guy. I'm like, calmest guy. But when I'm in the midst of people who are high and they're behaving like
But do you do drugs?
I don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, honey. Do you smoke weed?
I don't smoke weed.
You don't smoke weed.
I don't smoke weed.
Please
don't. I didn't even drink until today.
Are you serious?
I wasn't drinking from February last year. My birthday is in February. Since February 28th last year, like, which was my birthday.
When you wake up in the morning, what do you do?
When I wake up in the morning, I listen to radio.
Okay. Ah. Then interesting.
I listen to radio then.
Like your phone?
Yeah, on my phone, then probably check social media, work, then I head off to work.
Obviously, you skip
bath,
maybe.
No, I bath.
So, nobody's asking me my old schedule.
Yeah, I go to work sober.
Jeez, and you stay at work all day sober.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Are you supposed to be high when you go to work?
You know, people are mad. You need to be mad to be able to fill with people.
Do you go high to work?
I mean, I can't go sober to work.
Yeah,
this is busting my head. This is the first time I'm hearing this shit.
Most people come to work high. most of the guys in our media
friends, like high on alcohol or weed.
They come with flasks and bottles with alcohol inside.
But that's not even what I'm talking about. A lot of sophisticated like bankers or whatever. They have to work high on like opium and like pills and shit.
Holy shit, yeah, everybody, that sounds terrible.
No, most of the guys are
money. You know how people when they wake up in the morning they drink a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Do you drink coffee?
Sometimes. I love coffee.
Sometimes, like I always carry coffee. I got, you have me there. I got coffee to work.
I can't imagine going to class high because I'm going to be laughing.
So you go to class sober. Pause. That is class. You can't go to work sober.
I carry coffee to work. Yeah, I carry coffee to work.
So that's a high. That's coffee. Nobody goes to work sober. Everybody
goes to work sober. But I go to work sober.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Our classes are work.
Not just class. I mean, I work. I actually work. I have a part-time job.
Where do you work? Where do you work?
I work at a film academy.
Okay. Afrinoli?
No. It's a new one. It's the name. And I just got the job.
Do they need media guys?
What?
Do they need media guys?
No, I don't think they do.
They should.
Maybe they should. I have to go into work next week.
We'll talk about that.
And I was planning on traveling.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, but this is the first time hearing that people actually go to work high.
Everybody goes to work high. I mean, guys at my office, they come to work with these flags and stuff. Open it and, yeah, it's alcohol, bitch. It's alcohol.
It's fucking
tramps,
crazy.
Alcohol,
Jesus
everything.
Christ.
Just pop everything.
Niggas out there, please don't do drugs. Be like me. You can be awesome without drugs. I'm just saying. I'm like, look at me. I'm fucking awesome
like,
and I don't need drugs.
Five out of five
awesome.
In accidents.
Yeah, that is it.
Fucking abusing drugs.
You know when they talked about this drug test that they did for the year once, and
like,
somebody was like, they're going to do this for returning students. I'm like, bitch, they're going to suspend
everybody. Like, everyone's going to go home.
Drugs.
Like,
you know about this secondhand smoking and whatnot. It's just
everybody's going home.
Everybody.
Because my cousin had Uso last year, and I used to like go to school just to chill with him. And like, out of, they were like four in the room. No, they were like eight or so in the room. And like six of them smoke like weed, and these guys will be sleeping around 2 a.m. and the mini six will be smoking on their head, like on
so
their head,
smoking.
Like they're just fuck.
And just gets into your system, and you're like,
and
oh
then
my
if
God,
they do
never
test, guy,
before.
You also smoke off from everybody smoking.
Even the girls are wild, so even the hostel girls smoke weed.
I feel like girls that smoke weed actually get it from having boyfriends that smoke weed. Like you can't just be. Girl and start smoking weed. Is that like you had brothers that smoke weed or boyfriend that smokes weed?
Well, when I say smoking weed, I
smoke weed because life is stressful.
Really?
Okay, so the high is helping you deal with the stressful life. How does it work? Because when I smoke weed and I'm high, I'm just like, it's so funny. Why is your eyes like this? Like, seriously.
I've never been on that weed cruise. But today is Eni's birthday. Shout out. No, yesterday was Eni's birthday. Eniola of Extreme Music. He handles that pole. And probably, just probably, I might try weed tonight.
Don't do drugs, honey.
I might try weed tonight.
Don't, don't do drugs.
So, yeah. Yeah, I feel like we've just gone like.
Come in.
Should we just wait for him? Or we should move on?
Let's just move on. How do you know him?
How did I get to know Mochi? Yeah. A friend of mine suggested I was just with who is not wrong.
He's pretty.
So we can't find our background music.
No wonder everything is so dead vibe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because it was in that vibe. That's like good music to fuck to anyway.
Yeah, talking la.
I need to like move my waist to this way. Like, okay.
He like Zanko. Can you Zanko?
I did try. So we were saying why men can't make women come. So like I feel like women have like these fucking dildos now and stuff. These dildos they vibrate.
Why are you anti-sex toys?
They twist and turn,
which
shift from left to right,
and expensive.
Plunge and like hey. How do you want my fucking dick that's just going to stand there? Just,
well,
how do you expect it to? What, like, how do you expect it to compete with vibrations?
Okay.
Twisting and turning.
Okay.
Left to right movement.
Mm-hmm.
Plunging.
Uh huh.
Like I'm supposed to compete with that?
But
like women will be like, why the fuck do I need a nigga when I can make myself come with a dildo? Bitch, that fucking dildo does everything. It does everything. It does everything. I feel like I can't
sex toys
do.
Should be like a supplement to a be
no, an it's like
and because
you guys are so dangerous, man. Oh God.
Jesus Christ, what did we do?
Oh my God.
No, but seriously, sex toys should actually be like a supplement. Oh, like when you guys are having sex, I'm probably or probably you did not make her come with your penis or your tiny dick or whatever.
It's my
like,
tiny dick.
It's your yeah. You didn't use your tiny dick well. You could just like bring out the sex toy. Or even
wear a strap that's emasculating. That's emasculating.
Are you serious?
Yes,
no, it
makes me feel less.
Trying new stuff.
It makes me feel less of a man. It makes me feel less of a man.
Why would using a sex toy on your?
Because I feel like I'm in a competition with a fucking like something that's not even human.
Oh, okay.
It's a competition now.
Remember the time sex toys, sex dolls were a thing.
I was disgusted. I was like, what the fuck is this? Well, like, I'm going to be like 300 for something that's like you complain about the fact that. When you're having sex with a girl,
okay.
She's just lying down there lifeless. And then you fucking go ahead and buy a fucking sex doll.
Apparently they can moan.
She's still lying down lifeless.
But you can like bend her. You know how niggas are like bending people into different positions? You're like,
oh, bend your waist, push it down, push it down.
Hey, Jesus, what are you trying to do?
I once had a girl cornered to the one. I was scared that by the time we were done, she's going to have like bruises all over her face.
Because
she was like, this is the corner of the world. Okay. And she was just in the corner and I was just hitting on the leg. And I was like, this is head, this is like book by my scratch.
I'm pretty sure you were not worried about that at that moment.
I was thinking about it, but I was like, man, I don't care.
So
I don't
now,
care.
What do you say now? You're a great person.
I was thinking about it, but I was like, I don't care. Man, sick getting this dick, bitch.
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah, at least you thought about it.
The thought that counts, right? I thought about it.
But
like,
seriously,
okay.
You think that men will compete with sex toys?
I feel like we are competing with sex toys. That's why I feel like men can make women
compete. Okay, but you know at this time that sex toys are still expensive and not every woman can afford
sure.
sex toys. So do you think that you're still competing with sex toys?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you feel hurt if somebody picks a sex toy over you.
That's what women are doing. That's what women are. Women are like,
yeah. I've never really used a sex toy before and I want to get.
Yes,
but I don't know. Now I have this nigga giving me orgasms. I don't think that I want to really get.
So you see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? You wanted to get a sex toy before.
Yes, because I was having trash sex. Oh, I see what. Oh, I.
I can't make you come when you have your back of your mind like, man, a fucking sex toy would do this shit better.
Oh my God. I see what's going on now.
Yeah.
I see what's going on now. So you'll feel like, okay, you guys are having trash sex if she's still going to go to a sex store. Well, it's just an addition. Don't you like to be freaky? Okay, not you know, sex
like
stores are
freaky,
not just...
Bro, I like being freaky like, if I'm the one... I don't want you using nothing. Like,
you just put it in my ass.
I don't want you using nothing.
Why?
Like, my fingers will fucking go in your ass, bitch. I'll be fucking doggy and I'll put my finger in there.
But
I'll put my thumb in there. Like, yeah, that's it.
Jesus Christ, don't be so fucking violent.
That's the way I feel.
How many minutes do you think we've been talking for?
As long as I fuck.
Oh my
Why do you
God.
Have to go
if,
that
if,
far for that?
Oh my Why God. If this wasn't a podcast about sex, I'd probably go like, huh? What are you talking about? Like, just imagine this was like a podcast for politics and you just dropped that. Like, how many minutes have I been?
As long as I fuck.
I'm like, oh my God, we're talking about politics.
Mozi, how long have we been talking for? How long has this been running?
Probably an hour already. But you know
how
we started? You know, I started it before you guys officially.
Yeah,
yeah.
True, true though.
So, we were saying, I just literally give my point onto why. Men can
I feel like fuck. Okay, you know, I've actually never said anything.
Yeah,
men can make women come because most of them are selfish bastards who only care about coming. Numero
it's like it's okay.
Thank you.
I'll show my trap. I'll show my trap.
Secondly, if you're going to have sex with somebody, you're going to have to understand their body.
Okay,
and then. Yeah, you know when you said a one night stand, how would somebody just immediately understand what they're supposed to do to your body?
Yeah,
in a one night stand, so yeah. That could like be a bit of a disappointment because you can't make me come because you don't understand my body. You agree, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. And dildos is kind of like have a mind of their own. You understand every woman's body.
You are so anti dildos.
I'm so anti sex stories. I'm like. it's a fucking competition out here.
It's not.
Like, when, imagine a lady that has used a fucking dildo before. Like, dildos are like the headmasters of pleasure. Like, the kind of fucking dildos they're making right now, they're like everything. It's everything in one. It's everything in one. Now, a woman has used a fucking dildo before, and she's felt that shit. Like, she came out squirt at the same time, and even had poop jumping out of her ass too. Like, that's like,
does it get that extreme?
It gets that extreme sometimes. Like,
is that a good thing?
Like, it's just coming out. It's coming out everywhere.
Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing.
Okay. It's like, what do you think about sex toys?
How is it cool? It's a competition,
you feel,
man.
Like, if you feel like if your woman is using a sex toy, you're like in a competition with a sex toy.
It's cool, man. It's like you have a massager. Mm-hmm. You know
what a massager is? An
electronic massager.
Yeah. I'm pretty
sure
you
massages your back.
No, I don't.
I know he does. Like,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flat more at the front.
My point is, you know how you want to lie down and you want someone to massage your back and use a machine.
Yeah.
You see, but no competition. No, that's Jesus Christ.
A lady that's used that before, that's used a sex toy.
Okay, like,
yeah, I can make you come. Like, cause you just do something that vibrates, that flips itself, twirls around.
Jesus Christ! Like, oh my God! But you're in here. I just like.
Does
it?
I think that it's your ego coming into
I'm saying if a lady has used to before, I can't fucking make her come. Yeah, she now it's enhanced pleasure. She has gone to a new level. Why?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting your thought process.
I was trying to say that can't be part of this conversation.
You
but you guys, you just said you're going to edit it.
He's not going to edit anything.
What are you trying to say? I don't know that it's competition, it just makes it easier and stuff. And okay, now what I was going to say. Girls, from all experience, and hunger to experience, which is, girls are not necessarily going to come because you're banging their pussy hard.
They're
going to come because, you know, you're kissing on them and shit, you're touching them lightly and shit. So, a vibrating thing that touches, you know, when someone does this to you and shit, that's what makes people come, not bang bang bang.
I'm not saying it's bang bang bang, I'm just saying.
Anyways, you're so anti sex toys, Jesus Christ. I feel like I don't know. I've never used a sex store and I'm planning on getting one as soon as possible. But the problem is, where will I use it? I cannot keep it inside the hostel. I mean, I can't keep it inside the hostel, but I can't use it like, oh, hey, Jesus. But I, like, take it home. My mom will not search my bag. She's like, what is this? Penis. Hey, Jesus Christ. What is this? Fucking penis. What are you checking?
I just got a fucking invitation to for an interview.
Oh my
for
god.
For a job of 500k.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Money.
So now that means
500k for what, or for per month, or what?
Yeah, per month. It's good money.
It's great money.
It's good money.
It's great money.
Hopefully if I get it, it's gonna be fun.
We're gonna pop bottles.
I have to, like, now that means I have to, like, go home early. I probably might not go to the birthday party again because I have to go read. Yeah, I have to go read and
Is it some sciencey-ish?
No. It's actually digital art ups and stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So I have to go read.
I
probably would have to write like an exam and stuff.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. You know how things happen to you when you're not going in search of them. I think I feel like people need to learn to, like, not give a fuck, because
I'm not over worry.
Yeah, because, like, first 3 months of this year, I was in a very bad place.
I'm sorry about that.
Everybody didn't see me online outside. I was like, what happened to you? And I was in a bad place, like fucking bad place. I invested in some stuff. I lost money. I was broke, mad broke, and things were not just going the way I wanted. Family was sick and stuff like that. So I was in a bad place. I like disconnected from the internet. I disconnected from everybody. And we were thinking, rising online. I had friends that thought probably I was making so much money. I didn't want to talk to people again. Wow. Yeah, I even had friends like that and stuff. And then after something, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Why am I even beating myself down? I'm a great guy. Do things for
I mean
people.
You're not that awesome, but you're great.
Fuck you. I'm a great guy. and I do great stuff. And
I know.
I've just like put myself on shoes.
I hope you're in a better place right now. Are
I'm
you?
In a very good place right now. I'm so recording happy. This fucking podcast.
Oh my gosh, should we like hug?
No,
we but should, then we my should boobs have will sex be on instead. You. Jesus Christ. Oh fuck! You know, I'm out of yet. Cut this fucking show.
So thanks guys, thanks for listening to you. Our fucking podcast.
Did you just say our fucking podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast where we fuck.
No, Jesus.
Oh my. Our fucking podcast.
Okay.
Are you serious? Yes, should we do that? Our fucking podcast.
It sounds like a great twist to it.
Yeah, it sounds like. Yeah, that's. I listen to our fucking podcast. Yeah. We should put our social. I don't want people to know I'm the nigga talking yet.
I want niggas to know that I'm the nigga talking yet.
Yeah, so it's I'm, fucking. You go first. You're a lady. I'm a nice guy. I like ladies go first.
Okay, I'm Kim. Thanks for listening to us. I'm fucking awesome, as everybody knows that. You can follow me on Twitter at @Olu_Kimberly.
Can you spell @Olu_Kimberly?
So I try to say they can't spell.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. OLU.
I knew this was going to be hard for you.
Fuck you.
Okay, OLU _
Kimberly. K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Like, follow me, I'm so fucking awesome.
And this guy right here with the nice voice, the nice guy, your man crush, is Ayo Ifedapo. Ayo _Ifedapo. AYO_IFEDAPO. This nigga.
Well, on Instagram or on Twitter?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, both.
I hate Instagram. And, let's just sign out here.
Thanks you guys for like, you know,
listening to
this whole shit.
Yeah,
I know this was fun, and we're going to drop on our episode like
was it?
Next. It is fun,
was
and
it?
You would keep on listening to this.
Okay, bye bye.
So thanks so much, and this is the end of our podcast. And Musi has been turning his hand around like, end this fucking shit right now.
End it right now.
And this is the end of the fucking podcast.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Boys, we no like cheap gas, but low key, we dey stalk them a page. We go like run, but we dey fear. Screenshots go fee pie, so we bass. Fuck boys, loud songs we dey play. We won't feel more bass for the room. We dey stress old girl, but she dey. Prepaid, it be we dey chill. Fuck boys, every day we no get, but we go like make you buy, make we chop. We go take one a money to your bet. If you share, Lukaku be the cause. So it dey, so rush, we dey rush. But nothing we dey gain. Phone talk pet with you cause. If we meet up, play with the play or with the bag. Fuck boys, we be fuck, we no care. And we don't give a fuck till the end. Fuck boys, we be fuck, we no care. And we don't give a fuck till the end. And we don't give a fuck, we no care. Fuck boys, we no like Hamatan. We go like go room for them all. No be say we dey like Galavant. Them all get some nice scent, that be all. Fuck boys, if you text, we go air. We dey left one a chat make you bunch. And all the girls, we dey fuck with your head. We are with you, mum, but we are not yours. Fuck boys, if we get, we for spend. Girls day, we for throw money small. We go buy tables for the club. Then we come day hostel hung. So e day, so rush, we dey rush. But nothing we dey gain. Phone top pet with you cause. If we meet up, play with the play or with the bag. Fuck boys, we be fuck, we no care. And we don't give a fuck till the end. fuck boys, we be fuck, we no care. And we don't give a fuck till the end. And we don't give a fuck, we no care.
To let me tell you some story. Some fuck boy be a know that what the guy see what that so snoring. Go fee grab the next day updates and status. Hashtag money is calling. So one say that job and show. I know I we need do. Hard guy but two bottles now a bow. Go to me tick with sat a voice but I a bow. Yeah we know the base that be the life. I'm a proud fuck boy I they like. And I'm married to the club fuck your wife. Anything that scares me I be go vibe. I just say we need hype. Fuck boy know they like stress. Addicted to the ass oh fuck what be breast. Any small team be I be they feel depressed. Where we know they like long or we need the sex.
Fuck boys we be fuck we no care. And we don't give a fuck till the end. Fuck boys, we be fuck, we no care. And we don't give a fuck till the end. And we don't give a fuck, we no care.